You are listening to episode 134 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 134. I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and the author of The Walking Leader. In this episode, I continue with part 5 of the Learning Those Soft Skills podcast series. This is the 5th of a 12-part series on soft skills, and in this episode, I am going to talk about the soft skill of problem solving. What is problem solving? Problem solving is defined as the process of finding solutions to difficult or complex issues. The process of working through details of a problem to reach a solution. Problem solving may include mathematical or systematic operations and can be a gauge of an individual's critical thinking skills. That's it. That's what problem solving is about. Critical thinking skills and dealing with issues as they arrive. The BalanceCareers.com website talks about problem solving and resourcefulness. No matter what your profession, these skills are critical when unexpected issues inevitably arise. Either way, they're going to happen. It's going to happen. Critical, it's unexpected, it's going to happen. So how you deal with those issues, how you break them down, and how you solve them. What the issue? You have an irate customer that shows up one day. How do you address that? You have another irate customer, but at the different end of the spectrum of whatever the previous individual's issue was. You run out of supplies and all the stores are closed. It's Sunday afternoon. Whatever the situation, how do you address them? How do you prepare? How do you solve that problem? The monster.com website talks about creative problem solving as a critical skill. The last thing an employer wants is an employee who sees a tough situation and says, "Wow, I don't know what to do here." Yeah, trust me, that's the last thing. I don't know. Those three words should never be uttered by anyone that's in any work environment. I don't know. And if they are uttered, it should be, "I'm going to find somebody who does know." Or, "I haven't learned that, and we're all going to learn together." But just leaving it as, "I don't know what to do," that's the wrong answer. They want to know that you can think logically and come up with ways to work around problems. The more creative, the better. Folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about, watch the movie Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, and Bill Paxton. Watch that movie. It's a great movie. It's a movie based on a real life event, Apollo 13, the NASA mission to the moon that was a successful failure. That's what it was labeled as, because they didn't land on the moon. They had a problem, but everybody returned home safe and sound. So the more creative, the better. Look at that. That movie is chock full of creative problem solving. That kind of thinking leads to innovation and improvements within the organization, within the company. The topresume.com website continues. On your resume, be sure to list out the situations where you face adversity and created solutions to those problems. At your interview, express your enthusiasm for tackling challenges. Every job has hurdles, and employers want to hire people who aren't afraid of tackling those challenges. Folks, but not afraid of tackling those challenges also means you have to know your limitations. Know your limitations. Don't say, "Oh, I got this," and it turns out you don't got this, because again, you were too proud to admit that you have limitations. Don't be that individual. Don't be that guy. Don't be the one that says, "Oh, I got this," and then you don't, because that's a quick way to find yourself out the door. But if you say, "You know what? Looks like I'm going to need a little help with this," or "Looks like this might be just out of my reach," ask for help. People will give it. They will bend over backwards to give you help, so long as you come to them and you early on and don't blindside anybody. So again, every job has hurdles, and employers want to hire people who aren't afraid to tackle those challenges, not give up on them. So don't give up on them. Monster.com talks about problem solving as, when something goes wrong, you can either complain or take action. Tip, it's the latter that will get you noticed, taking action. Knowing how to think on your feet can make you indispensable to an employer. If you can keep your head when all others have lost theirs, you are king. And that's just the way it is. Why are employers looking for somebody with problem solving skills? Because nothing is a given. Companies rely on problem solvers, aka their top performers, to navigate unexpected challenges. Because we don't know what's around the corner. We don't know what change is coming down the line. But if we get ourselves, our mind wrapped up that change is coming, that we're going to have adapted, we're going to have to adapt to it, and we're going to have to work through it, the better off we're going to be. So how do you gain it? How do you gain that problem solving skill? Quote, always approach your boss with a solution, not a problem. Well, I like to say it a little bit different. If you're going to bring a problem, also bring a solution. That was always my expectation of my staff, of anybody I work with, of anybody that said, hey, Dave, I need to go talk to the boss, but here's what I'm going to say. I go, where's your solution? Well, I didn't think of that. Exactly. Bring a problem. By all means, bring a problem, because they're going to expect it. But also bring a solution. They're not going to expect that. And it lets them know that, hey, you're thinking on your feet, and you're not just bringing a problem to bring a problem, but you're looking also at this type of a solution. Will it work? Is it allowed? Can it be done? Therefore, when an issue crops up, sit down and think through how you're going to address it before bringing it to your boss's attention, is what Monster says. I concur 100%. Again, work the problem. And again, referring back to Apollo 13, they worked the problem until they got a solution and they brought in a solution. They didn't just give up and said, okay, well, good luck. You're on your own. No. They solved many problems to bring those three men back. So again, if you're not too sure what I'm talking about, watch the movie Apollo 13. This will really clear things up. So with that being said, you are listening to episode 134 of the Walking Leader Podcast, part 5 of the Learning Those Soft Skills series. And I do invite you to email me if you have any comments, questions, or concerns. Email me, Dave at DaveGuerra.com. Follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word. Follow me on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. And all these links are on the show notes on my website, DaveGuerra.com/podcast. And then look for episode 134. Folks, I thank you for listening to episode 134. Join me next week as I talk about critical observation as a soft skill. Until then, have a good day, have a good week. I'll talk to you soon.